Rush.
Rob Parr. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCentral.com.
I can't kill me. It makes no sense. Anybody can kill you. You can slip and fall on a banana peel. You can get in a car wreck. You can fall off a bridge.
You can have an aneurysm on a toilet. You never know.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioCentral.com. My name is Will Kintz. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. I certainly appreciate it. If you're tuned in on RadioCentral.com on a Sunday evening or a Monday night or a very early Tuesday morning at 4:15, it also re-airs then. Or maybe you're listening on podcast at HMBRadio.com or iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. I certainly appreciate that. You know, I know it takes a lot of your day, you know, if you're just taking your morning dump and putting the old Billy Boy in the background, as somebody told me the other day. Wherever you listen to it, I don't care. Maybe you're got a new lady and you want to set the mood because tonight's the night when the magic is going to happen for the first time. Maybe you got Bill in the background. The soothing sounds of your boy Bill. Just as you just devour this new lady that took you 3 dates to finally get to. And it finally happened. Tonight was the night. Hey, congratulations to you, pal. That's a big deal. Or maybe you're a lady and it's a man that you're doing that to. In which case, gross. Don't want to hear about it, okay? Have standards and morals, and you should too, lady. No, I'm kidding. Of course. I'm all for equality. Thanks for tuning in to the program this week. Make sure you subscribe to keep up with all these things. You can listen in the Radio St. Pete archive. They're all there. They're at TampaBayPodcast.com, which is a new venture from Radio St. Pete, where all the original talk programming, and I think music programming too, if it's a show, will be at TampaBayPodcast.com. You can check it out there. I would advise you to go to hmbradio.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast. Should be everywhere, as far as I know. It should be. Subscribe. Give me a rating while you're there, if you wouldn't mind. I'd certainly appreciate it. 5 stars, preferably. That would be good. But, you know, be honest, you know, with yourself, mostly. But with me, too, you know. I know I'm not good at this, but I'm getting better, I think, as the time continues to tick down, dwindle down. This week on the show, we have Eric Jasek, I believe is his name. He's a cartoonist that I saw in the Green Bench Monthly. And I was like, oh, man, I've never had a cartoonist on. I want to talk to a cartoonist. So that's what we're going to do this week. He'll be here very shortly, and we'll get to talk about that. Cartooning is what we're going to talk about. But first, I want to say thank you to our sponsors. This show is 100% sponsor-supported, and I just can't thank these people enough who help me pay for tow trucks every month since my car breaks down every freaking couple weeks. It's a whole other saga. Fuel pump this time. But anyways, thanks to our sponsors. Tap House 61, my buddy Joe, I saw him last weekend. I haven't hung out with him in a long time because he is a workaholic and does a bunch of work on the computer and doesn't really come out much. But, I mean, he runs his bar, too, Tap House 61. So I went out and saw a show down there, good time, and he says, yeah, I listen to your show. I was like, oh, man, I actually have to read stuff for you then. So, but he checked me. See, Joe, I am reading stuff. And I was like, you know, I told you if you have anything to read. He's like, yeah, just go to the Facebook page. Guess what, Joe? I went to the Facebook page, a Tap House 61 Facebook page, to look at the events. No events. So, guess what, bro? Not my fault. Anywho, go check out Joe, taphouse61.com, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Go visit. It's brand new. It's beautiful. There's lots of beers. Bruce behind the bar, hashtag Bruce behind the bar, is there slinging you beers pretty much all the time. Every time I go in there, Bruce is there. I'm pretty sure he just sleeps under the counter. Also, thank you very much to Chrissy Parker at Truvy Salon and Spa. She just sent an email. I saw that she's having a Botox party, but she's got the wrong month in there. So, Chris, I don't know when your Botox party is. It says June 27th. That can't be right because I got that today. But Laura Walsh is her Botox lady, and they're going to be having a party soon. So maybe you want to find out some info about getting your wrinkles out like a true lady. You can do that at, check out our website, Truvy Salon and Spa. That's T-R-U-V as in Victor, Y, Salon and Spa. She's located 8908 4th Street North, Suite B. And you can call her at 329-9751. That's a 727 area code. Does more than Botox. She'll do, I don't know if she does nails. I don't know. What do they do at Salon and Spa? That probably doesn't include nails, right? I don't know. I should know. And maybe I'll go in, I'll call. That's what we'll do. I'll call and ask if she does nails and record it and see what she says. But yeah, she does hair cuttings, you know, of that sort of variety, if you're into that sort of thing. So yeah, give her a shot and tell her that I sent you. And finally, do you have a dog that's a stupid jerk? Well, guess what? He doesn't have to be, or she doesn't have to be. We're going to be gender neutral here. Or Z, perhaps. Maybe your dog does not have any sex organs. No, but, yeah, have your dog stop being such a jerk, right? I mean, come on, get that thing trained, why don't you? Well, I got a good person for you, Christine at K9Holistics.com. That's K, the number 9, Holistics.com. She does dog training, but she does it in a holistic way. That's right, folks, all natural. She won't beat your dog. No, she's certainly not going to do that, but she will teach you how to speak dog. That's right, you can learn how to speak dog. I don't know how she does it. I'm still waiting for her to teach me. She won't do it, but she'll teach you how to do it with a free consultation. Go visit K, the number 9, holistics.com and have your dog behave itself and be an acceptable member of the dog community here in St. Petersburg. All right, that's it. Let's get to the program this week. We got a cartoonist, Eric Jasek. He just texted me and told me he's here, so let's get him in here. Thank you for listening. You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We'll be right back. Well, you know, I don't even need to say that because it's just a pause, and then he'll just be here. Eric Jasek's here. How do you say your last name?
Jasek.
Oh, okay, I pretty much got it right then. Welcome, man.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to
be here. Good to be
here.
In my home. So I found you. You're a cartoonist, and I was looking through the Green Bench Monthly, and we just got a new one, actually. And I was like, oh, cool, they got their own cartoon. So then I looked you up, and you're a local guy.
Yep, local guy.
And how did you get involved with Green Bench?
It's kind of just, like, annoying people. You just keep annoying
people.
Yes, I'm
very familiar with that strategy.
And you eventually get somewhere,
So you just emailed them and said, hey, I'm a cartoonist. I'd like to, you know, work with you. And
pretty much. The strategy is to kind of be, like, a little tough about it, you know, you're like, yeah, I can, I'm big, I'm kind of a well-known guy.
Do you live here in St. Pete? Where are you from?
Yeah, I lived in Tampa, and I moved here to St. Pete in the, you know, elementary school, and, you know, I've lived here ever since.
So how did you get into cartoons?
I was into film, and film kind of sucks. Because there's too many hands in the pot.
No, you mean film sucks, not the actual medium, but the schooling for it?
Just, in like high school and whatnot, I used to make, you know, films with my friends and whatnot, little short YouTube video kind of stuff.
Right, right.
And, you know, I was more into, you know, like Monty Python, kind of weird stuff, and he was more into like drama, and if it was comedy, it was like Judd Apatow kind of. So it just didn't clash very well.
Right.
And with film, you need more than one person to do it. I mean, you can't just. I mean, I guess you could just film yourself, but you know.
Yeah, people have made millions of dollars doing that. I saw what's that dude? He just got PewDiePie. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
That guy is worth so much money from just making YouTube vids and filming himself.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if I was... I don't think I'm talented enough to be able to do that. But then I saw... I watched a couple of videos. It's all right. But it seems to appeal to, like, younger kids.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're like H3, and
yeah.
Kind of...
Three-year-olds have YouTube accounts, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
That is. Just make your own. They make the parents make their own, and then they're getting solicited online.
Oh, yeah.
So did you go to school for film, like college or anything?
No. No, I did not. No. Just kind of went. I'm 20 still.
Yeah, you're a young guy. Really? You look like a young guy. I look young though too, so it's hard to tell. I don't want to assume.
Yeah.
But yeah, you look like you're about 20. So and what did you are you in college now?
Yeah. SBC.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Just kind of winging it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, sure. I mean, do you want to pursue, like, cartooning, or is this kind of just a hobby?
Yeah, I would like to, you know. There's not really, like, a cartooning college, per se.
What about Ringling or something like that?
Fuck, I guess. Oh,
there we go. There's my bleep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry. Ringling would be good. I had a friend that went to Ringling. The only thing, it's very expensive.
Yeah, that's the problem. Very expensive is right.
You can get loans, but then you're going to have loans the rest of your life. Yep. Or you could go to community college and take a few art classes and bug other publications that are around.
That's true.
And who knows? Something happens. You don't get, I mean, I'm assuming they don't pay you for these.
Oh, they do, actually.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Whoa. They do. Is it beer money? Or is it? Yeah, I mean, you don't have to tell me the exact
bucks,
amount.
But
oh, that's pretty good, man. I mean, how long does it take you to make one of these things?
Long time. The writing. Yeah,
does that come first, where you kind of think of the idea and then you write out a scenario? Do you kind of, like, what's the process? Do you draw the panels first and then, you know, put the words in, and then after you kind of draw the pictures? Or
I just brainstorm and kind of just type things out, and then eventually something that I like will come to me, and then I'll draw it out, basically. I'll turn it into panels, and the drawing process takes a couple days. And I do it every week, actually. If you add me on Instagram,
what's your Instagram?
At Jurassic Jasek.
Great name. Jasek is Jasek.
Jasek, correct. So,
is there a format that you kind of follow for them, or is it kind of vary from comic to comic?
It varies from. I like to experiment and try different things, try different panel structures, or you know, whatever.
Is there a certain, I don't know, like, what is it? Something you're mad at that you kind of think about and then make a comic out of? Is there a theme to your comics? Or?
No, not necessarily. It's definitely just like a. Usually, like, subconscious. For the Green Bitch comics, I try to do stuff that's related to St. Petersburg or Florida.
What's your other stuff about? Or is it just kind of vary, too?
Just very surreal, kind of weird stuff. It just kind of varies. I'm doing... I also vend at a couple events... I'm doing the Xenorama in Black Crow, August 4th, I believe.
You ever do the one in Tampa? Is that still around? They used to do one at, like, Blind Tiger.
I just did the one at Tampa.
Oh,
Blind
Tiger.
They're
still doing
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I've been to one of those. That was cool. It seems like zines are one of those art forms. Do you think it's kind of dying out a little bit? But then I see, like, these events at Blind Tiger where there's a bunch of them, so many of them. But they're not, they used to be dropped off at, you know, record stores or, like, it seems like nobody really distributes them now. Or maybe they distribute them online? How does it work now?
Well, I try to put my zines everywhere, but they're not them? Very PG, so some people kind of throw them away or put them somewhere else. But
do you have shops that you take them to? Or
yeah, Daddy Cool Records is one place. Oh, okay. If you're hankering for a good old zine, sit down. Take off your shoes, read some zines.
Is there others there, or is there just yours there?
Yes, there's a large variety of zines.
Oh,
mine.
Good. I had no idea this was going on.
Josh Comics. You got to get in the zine underground.
I wanted to do one. Originally, before I started this podcast, I had the idea to do the zine, and I started to draw out the pages, and I wanted it to be all hand done. No sort of computer graphics or typing or anything like that. And it's hard. It's a lot of work.
A lot
of freaking work.
A lot of work. I'm working on a hand-drawn zine myself. Actually, it's more of a story than just like kind of shorts than what I've mostly been doing. It's about loiters at a Walmart. Kind of like heavy-set people at a Walmart, and it's mm-hmm. like a motorcycle gang, but instead of like riding motorcycles, they ride like Walmart shopping. Those shopping
oh,
cart
right.
things.
Yeah, yeah, the motorized carts. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be very crude and disgusting. Should be out September, October.
Did you have any inspirations for your zines, like works that you've looked at, other cartoonists or zine makers?
Yeah, we got a lot of inspirations. I'm a big fan of like Adult Swim shows, early Adult Swim, current Adult Swim. The Simpsons was very big inspiration, like Monty Python, which isn't comics, but yeah.
Is there any shorts? Do you ever hear of Jim Goad? He had this. He used to write for Vice, and now he's just like a. I don't know. He writes for other online publications, but he started this one, Answer Me. I looked at that. Got him into a lot of trouble back in the day. This was probably the early '90s, I guess, at this time. But his were very taboo, for today. I think they would be pretty taboo. He wrote one about like different ways to kill yourself, and you should look into that.
I'll check that out. Have you ever checked out like Johnny Ryan's work?
I don't know who that is.
He does cartoons for Vice too.
Oh, does he?
Very similarly, very crude, and like mine, and very dirty.
Very see, you don't dirty. Really seem like that type of guy, too, which I kind of like, because you kind of come off as just like, kid next door, type of guy. But you have this deviant sense of humor that I kind of dig.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm not like as crude as Johnny Ryan, I would say, but, it's pretty definitely not your local newspaper kind of comic.
Yeah.
Your peanuts,
Do you resent those type of comics?
I respect them, but,
Just because what goes into them? Or?
I just like that outcast fudge. Is that good?
That's
fudge
good.
You mentality.
Yeah. Eric Jasek's here. He's a cartoonist in the St. Petersburg area. In the Green Bench monthly, you can find his work, and also, I guess, Daddy Cools. And anywhere else? Where else do you put your stuff?
Well, Black Crow, for once. Infused Tea. There was some over at Infused Tea. A lot of little coffee shops in St. Pete. If you're at a coffee shop, look around. You may see something. The Cider Press.
How do you make copies of them?
Well, I go to Kinko's. That's one. And then piss off my dad and you all use all his paper and his printer.
Dads love that.
So
I mean a lot of it's just at home, just using a printer and just copying, and
it's the way to do it.
How many do you have, a set number that you kind of make every time, or
not a set number? Just as much as I can, I just kind of just go with the flow, I don't really have.
Depends
not,
how much
it's
paper
not an
dad
organized
has.
Process. Yeah, exactly. It depends on which paper my dad is.
What's the community like for cartoonists in St. Pete? Is there a big community?
Yeah, there is. It's growing. I can mention some other cartoonists on here to check out. Jen Sandwich. You ever seen her? Sure, she's really good. She has some great work. I don't know if you heard of Josh Comics too. He does a lot of pins in the area.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of his main gig now. His pins.
I'm even getting into pins.
Nice.
They're a fun thing to collect.
Yeah.
There really wasn't much diversity in pins either. It kind of took, you could kind of get if you traveled, like, hey, we got a Welcome to Florida pin, or, you know, got a flower or something.
Yeah.
It was very touristy almost, I felt like pins were.
Uh-huh.
But now they're like, you got a bunch of companies that have these goofy pins that are just funny and fun to have.
Yeah. And what Josh Comics does, which I think is very interesting, he makes little comic characters, and he turns his characters into pins.
So cross marketing.
Cool. Check that out.
There you go.
He owes me $15 for putting his name out there.
At least.
Thanks, Josh.
At least. So do you hang out? Do you have get-togethers with these people? Or are you kind of maybe a drawing party? Or you kind of just work independently, but you never ask for advice from each other?
Secret underground lair. We all wear dark hoods. Worship Satan. Can I say that too? We don't worship
Satan.
Sure.
Why not? Absolutely.
We don't really meet up that much. We've talked about it, but. Obviously at the zine fests and whatnot, we'll meet up and talk and act like, we know each other, I guess.
You guys should do a meetup thing. Bunch of the artists do a drink and draw thing.
And then they all
hang out with each other and brainstorm and do all this stuff. I bet you come up with some cool stuff. If you're all in that same mindset, you know.
I do go to drink and draws. There's one at Bar 548.
Yes, that's exactly really, the one I was thinking of, yeah.
And there's one in Tampa, too. Worth the drive. It's pretty cool.
Do you do any other kind of art? I don't know, fine art? Or
yeah, I paint. A lot of surreal kind of weird stuff. Check it out. Check it out, folks. At Jurassic Jassic, Jasek.
Yeah, I got to check you out on Instagram. I got to follow you on there.
Everything.
Why do you think, it seems, maybe I'm wrong too, but I always get the impression that cartoonists can kind of get away with more stuff. You can kind of be more, I don't know, edgy and more content is more acceptable in that form for some reason. Why do you think that is?
I 100% agree because, with cartoons, For a long period of time, it was just for kids, and you see these kind of
oh, that's
crude,
a good point.
Fun little characters.
Yeah, right. You can get these cute things to say horrible, horrible things.
Exactly, and that's the fun of cartoons.
You would have to double take, I guess. It's very unassuming, to see these drawn figures. They're adorable, and then you see this stuff, and it probably doesn't even register at first. You have to probably read it twice.
Exactly. And another thing, not only can you get away with pretty much, everything, it's unlike film, you can draw, if you could think it, you can draw it.
Right.
That's great, which I like. I like more.
It seems like there's a big market for cartoons, which I don't know. I mean, I guess there always was. There was always certain things, success of South Park. It's been around 20 years, Simpsons. And I guess there was always adult cartoons. I guess what was Simpsons the first, right? That was kind of more adult themed?
Yeah, Simpsons was the first. There was a Hanna-Barbera. I don't know if you've ever heard of Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
They did an adult cartoon in the 70s, and it kind of just dropped. But the Simpsons was the first big thing. So, yeah.
Well, the Simpsons I don't know if it was even adult themed. It was kind of just everybody could kind of get it.
Exactly.
I watched it as a kid. My mom watched it. My grandmother even liked it.
Yeah.
So it appealed to such a wide audience.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I guess their writing staff was just terrific, and they could make anything funny if you sit in the room long enough.
Yeah.
Do you ever brainstorm with anybody else, or is it just your ideas and your own comics?
I have, but you can't really trust other people, because some people, it takes a lot of effort to make comics, believe it or not, even though it doesn't really seem like it at first, but, you have to be really kind of, like, dedicated to it, and, some people just don't want to put in the effort.
Right.
So, I like to do it by myself most of the time, but I'm starting to do more collaborations and whatnot.
Collaborations in the drawing or the writing or both?
Both. Just recently, for a while it was just solo. Just going flying solo.
So this one, the Dolly Museum, that's in the Green Bench Monthly, that arrives in your mailbox if you live in St. Pete. How long did this one take? It's 1, 2, 3, it's 5 panels. How long does something like that take you to do?
Let's think. Kind of depends. Usually I just, I get up really early. I'm talking really early, like 6. And then I just...
You get up at 6 a.m. Yeah, and you're 20 years old?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know, that's
God.
Crazy.
Good for you, man.
I should win an award. And then I kind of just like hammer out to the afternoon, and then I just kind of relax the rest of the day. Or
what time do you go to bed at night?
I don't have like a steady sleep schedule. That's the thing, which is actually very bad for you. But
at 20, you can do whatever you want.
Sometimes I'll stay up to like 3 a.m. and then
that's what I used to. I mean, when I was 20, I can't imagine. I'm 32. Okay. I can't imagine. Staying up past, well, I mean, that's not true. I go out on weekends sometimes, but I am destroyed the next day. I mm-hmm. cannot, I'm useless. I have to order Uber Eats. And then even Uber Eats is a relatively new thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what life was like before Uber Eats. How did I go and get food? I don't remember doing that, but I must have mere months ago. But now that I discovered this Uber Eats, it's just I get more food than I need, and then I just sit, lay in bed, and eat it all day long after a night of drinking.
Yeah. I haven't tried Uber Eats yet. But
oh, my God. Use my code. I'm going to give you a code. And when you finally use it, please use my code. Oh, I should just read it. I can just read it off. If you haven't tried Uber Eats, folks, this is a non-sponsor of the program. But I just believe in their product just that much. Use my code and get $10 off your order. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Use my code EATS-8, the number 8, T-T-E-E, and the number 4, and get $5 off your first order with Uber Eats. There you go. Pretty good.
Do it, folks.
Do it up.
It will change your life.
It's magnificent. I tried this other one, too, Bite Squad. You ever see those guys? They're in green uniforms.
I don't believe I have, Bite Squad.
I found a code $15 off your first order. That's what I used last weekend. It was great. Got a full rack of ribs, coleslaw,
beautiful,
and macaroni and salad, and just ate it all day long.
Oh.
Just felt like a complete piece of garbage, but really was enjoying it at the time.
I bet that's what like heaven's like, you know?
That's what I would imagine. But it's like Uber Eats instantaneously, right?
Yeah.
So you push the button, and you don't have to wait that time that it takes the Uber driver to get there. But yeah, they just come to your door, or you probably don't even have to answer the door. They'll just come in. And
yeah.
You just know that they're not going to murder you because you're in heaven. And then they say, here you go, buddy. And then they give you your plate. They even make you a plate, and they bring it to you and just set it on your stomach right above your face. And then you can kind of just eat it while you watch Netflix in bed.
Floating on your little cloud.
That's really sad that that's my idea of heaven. But I think it is at this point.
Yeah.
Are you? What's your feelings on the afterlife?
Is
there an afterlife?
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to find out.
Are you? So you're not... It seems like people are very easy to jump on one side of that fence. They'll be like, nope, I'm an atheist, or nope, I love Jesus. It seems like most people are that way. I'm happy to sit on the fence. I'm on your team here. I'm happy to sit on that fence because you really don't know. And that's one of those things that science won't be able to prove either, for that matter.
I agree, yeah.
Should do a comic about that, Josh. Or Derek, sorry.
Start out really crude and stupid and then just get really deep and philosophical.
I hope I see myself in one of your comics as an Uber Eats driver or the guy that gets it delivered to him in heaven.
It's going to happen.
That would be great for sure. What's this? Did you watch a debate at all? The mayor debate? Do you care about politics at all?
I'm 20. I'm not a politician.
I thought young people were more interested in politics than ever. I consider myself a young person.
Yeah.
Still.
Changing the world, thinking about, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I guess I don't know. I'm just not. It comes in waves, but at the moment, I'm not really into politics too much.
What about your friends? Are your friends? Do they?
Yeah,
care?
I have some friends who are pretty.
Who do they? Who do they like? What do they talk about?
Usually in St. Pete's, it's like staunch Democrat, but
like Hillary Clinton. Did they like Hillary Clinton?
Bernie Sanders. When he was
right.
How about yourself?
I'm registered no party affiliation. I think everybody's. I put a Facebook message up today that says the only people I trust less than politicians are dudes that wear geode necklaces. Because they're just the worst. But they had this mayoral debate here in St. Pete last night that was on Bay News 9. It was sponsored by the Tampa Bay Times. And do you have cable?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Yeah. But do you live at home?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have cable. Your parents have cable. There
Correct.
We go. Gotcha. Okay. Now, if you lived on your own, would you have cable, do you think?
No.
No.
I wouldn't.
There we go. This is my point, because I tried to find the mayoral debate online. Nope. It's not on there. Not streaming live. I looked on YouTube, searched Google. Not on there. Put Twitter feelers out. Hey, is this on anywhere? And I got a few replies. Nope. So I thought, well, maybe they're going to have it later. They'll just put it up on YouTube later. Nope. They're not going to do that. Some guy actually cared so much about this that he messaged me and said, I called the Bay News 9 desk. Mm-mm. It's not going to be up there. How do you expect young people to get invested into politics when you can't even view what's going on? You can't view these debates.
Mm. Don't ask me, man.
Eric is mystified right now. He has no idea. Now, I know probably a lot of it is bureaucracy. There's probably commercial timing there. I would watch commercials if it was on YouTube. I don't know if you could sell other commercials on YouTube than you did for Bay News 9 or whatever the Times, whatever they were doing. There's got to be a way to do it that you can put it on YouTube. And who cares? It's a St. Pete, it's a city election. Who even cares? You couldn't even watch the big one, the presidential election, either. You could listen to it on the radio, I think.
That's true, yeah.
But it's not the same. You just want to watch it. Just put it on YouTube, please.
Mm-hmm. They should.
Yeah, I think it would
just
really...
make some things happen.
At least maybe you'd be like... Maybe if you were sitting around, you're like, oh, the mayoral debate's on. Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. Why not? I got this wealth of... Get this Google box
exactly.
in front of me. Boom, there you go. Pull it up.
Blam.
And watch some... debating.
So, hey, you hear about the Brenton Burns thing?
What is that? That sounds familiar.
Brenton Burns, I believe that's his name. He had this business where he was taking pictures of local murals in St. Petersburg and then selling them. You've heard about this.
Yes, I have. I tried to get Derek Donnelly in here to talk about this because I wanted to strike when the iron was hot.
I know the guy. Maybe I can pull some, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What do I think about it? I think if there's no agreement signed, you shouldn't be selling anybody's stuff. See, this is also, I'm really good at, I think, putting the shoes on other feet here.
Mm-hmm.
I see, now it's in public, on a public, I guess it's on a private building, most of these, but if it's on a public building, I don't know. I don't think it's, my gut's leaning 75%, this isn't okay. Not a good thing to do. But murals are also a temporary thing, right? I mean, it's not usually... What do murals last? What's a lifespan, you think? Maybe a year, maybe?
Well, not all of them are temporary. Some people get paid gigs doing murals.
Yeah.
If it's paid, 5 years, maybe. Possibly.
But eventually it's probably going to go away. Even if it's not painted over, I mean, the elements will take its toll, you know, rain and wind. And
true. True.
So, I mean, I like the guy's idea. I think it's a great idea. But I think you have to kind of get their permission to do that, right? You can't just do it.
Yeah, you definitely should get their permission to do that, without a doubt.
And he said he was, right? Or he was in talks with people, but then everybody I talked to said, no, there's no.
That's not what I read, that he just, you know, he took pictures and sold them. He didn't ask anybody.
Yeah.
You know, he just...
But I mean,
I didn't think it was a bad thing.
It's not. That's the thing. It's really not a bad thing. It's just ethically a little muddy in the waters there.
Yeah.
Because you're making money off intellectual property that's someone else's work, but you're spending the money to get these prints made of that work and then reselling it at a profit. I don't know why any artist would say, no, I don't want that either, though. It seems like that would be a no-brainer, but it would have to be a fair cut and a fair stake in the game there. And also, what's stopping the artists from just doing it themselves? That seems like it would be the thing.
Yeah.
You could put it on T-shirts, koozies. There's a St. Pete store that the city helps run where you can distribute your work now and sell.
They should do that themselves. I mean, Derek Donnelly has his own gallery. A great idea. Just
yeah, shirts, man. People love T-shirts. If I see a goofy T-shirt in a shop, I'm buying it. And I might not ever wear it, but I just want something unique from a certain... You're not going to be able to get Derek Donnelly shirts in Massachusetts, right? I mean, you're going to have to be in St. Pete to get something like that. So if anybody's visiting, of course, that would be something they would jump right on.
Exactly. I'm talking about shirts, koozies.
It's flags. The art show this week.
Exactly.
It is the art show. The only thing I had, you don't care about the YouTube thing. I was hoping a young fellow would care, but I'm probably just boring everybody anyways. What about Trump says no transgender people held in bathrooms? Did you hear about that? Or not bathrooms, sorry, the army, the military.
I did not.
Jesus, man. You're not keeping up with current events. Don't you have a Twitter?
I don't really watch a lot of TV in general.
That's good. That's a good thing. I have
no
idea.
I just make comics. That's like all I do with my time, and sleep. You know, I haven't.
What's your feeling on it? Do you think transgender people should? I know this is kind of hitting you at a. This is a heavy subject because people feel. I'm even nervous to talk about it because people feel a certain way about this issue, and usually it's one way or the other strongly. There's no like, well, you know, maybe I don't know type of stuff. People feel a certain way about it.
Yeah, I think transgender people should join the military. I don't see anything
wrong. My feeling is that if you want to fight, I think Chris Rock said this too, like, if you want to fight, good, because I'm not fighting. I don't want to fight.
Exactly.
So if they want to, in a desperate situation, if you just throw a machine gun in their hands and say, get out there, lady, and go fight them, that's okay. But it's also, I think part of the thing that nobody understands is that it's technically... this transgenderism, it's still listed as a mental illness.
Huh.
It's gender dysmorphia, it's called.
Really?
And, like, Johns Hopkins won't do these surgeries. And so a lot of people's uproars is that if it's in their military, you get certain benefits through the VA. They're having to perform these surgeries, which are very expensive at taxpayer expense for these soldiers. But then again, this is shoes on the other foot all the time. How many are there? Five? In the army? How many could there possibly be?
Oh, man.
This doesn't get you psyched up either, man. I'm really, maybe I'm just out of touch.
I don't know. It's kind of awkward doing these kind of things for me.
I'm
a shy boy.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, we'll get you out of here then. Eric, where do people find you on the Instagram again?
At Jurassic Jassic, that's Jasek.
Jurassic Jassic on Instagram. You on Twitter or anything too?
I'm currently not.
You gotta get a Twitter, man.
That's
what all the kids are using these. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. I guess Instagram's probably the thing now. I have everything. I don't want to have anything, frankly. I thought about deleting my Facebook, but then you have to have a Facebook to run your pages that you run.
That's I'm in the same boat, man. Same boat.
It's the worst, though. I hate it.
can't stand it.
I catch myself scrolling through Facebook, and it's like, why?
Yeah.
There's
nothing interesting on
nothing
there.
Nothing interesting.
At all. But once you get in that habit of just doing it, then you have it. I have it up at work, or I did. I actually stopped opening it at work because there's nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have it on my phone, too. So it's going to show up on my phone no matter what. I'm never going to be able to escape it because I run these stupid pages that I have. Do you have a Facebook page for your comics?
Yeah. It's Jurassic Jassic, same thing, J-A-S-E-K.
I'm going to find you right now.
Like my page.
Jurassic. My page if I can know how to love. Spell Jurassic.
J-U-R-A-S-S-I-C.
Oh, boy. Really dropping the ball here. What are you going to school for? Do you know? Are you just going here for your general ed, right?
General.
Going to figure it out afterwards?
Exactly.
Don't take student loans, man. Don't do it. And go to school. If you really want to continue after your gen ed, if you're not doing STEM, forget it. Don't do college. I got $43,000 that I still owe.
Yeah, that's what scares me, man.
It's not worth it. If you start your own business, do your cartooning. Do you have any trades? Do you have any skills?
Cartooning.
Okay.
I don't have any like legitimate skills. No.
Should I go to a tech school? Become an electrician or a plumber. Get a job with the city. You'll make $100,000 a year, and it won't be that hard. Or start your own plumbing company or something. There are jobs available. You know that guy Mike Rowe? He did that show Dirty Jobs.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a big advocate for the trades, and we were actually talking about this. I was training on the boards at the Bone. And I was doing Roger and JP this morning. It's a show on the radio show. And they were talking about some guy called in. He's started his own business. He makes $400,000 a year. And I think he was doing drywall contracting.
Huh.
So, I mean, there's money to be made out there. And it's not going to be working for somebody else. Or even, I think, some lady called and said she hung drywall and makes $50,000 a year. Just hanging drywall. I mean, it's not a fun job. It's a hard job.
Yeah, but it's a job.
But $50,000 a year. I mean, I can't imagine getting a marketing job that starts out at $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
But that's what everybody shoots for, to work, and then they hate their lives. Okay, Eric, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. The very talkative Jurassic Jassic, Eric Jassic. I feel bad. He was like, I think I sucked. I was like, nah, man, you're all right. It sounds worse when you're doing it, when you hear yourself in the headphones. And it's a scary thing. You're in some freak's house, you know, barren apartment with just bicycles and one chair in it. He probably thought I was going to murder him. I need to spice this place up a little bit. I need to do something to not make it look so murdery. Maybe that would help. I don't know. But he's, you know, 20-year-old kid. You know, he doesn't know he's going over to some dude's house to have a chat about cartoons. It's a weird thing, you know. No, he was great, though, man. Go check him out. I just followed him on Instagram at Jurassic Jassic. And he's got some cool cartoons up there. And I didn't know that the cartoon community here in St. Petersburg was as vast as it was. But it's branching off into other... I guess I shouldn't be surprised. This is an art town, after all, but it's branching off into businesses. People are making pins and selling pins, and, you know, I feel like I learned a little something today. Also learned that I figured he'd be into politics, doesn't care. So then that's a good thing. I think you shouldn't care about politics when you're 20 years old. You don't know what you're talking about. Wait till you're 26, at least, and then I'll hear your opinion about stuff. But until then, follow Eric's way of doing things, and stop being so confident. You have too much confidence. That's people's problems today. They have way too much confidence in their life. So make sure you follow HMB Radio on Facebook at HMB Radio. Radio St. Pete. Radio STPETE. Twitter, follow me. Home_made_man. And same thing with Instagram. And follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPET. We made it real easy for you, folks, real easy for you. Also on Instagram, Radio St. Pete as well. Make sure you subscribe. If you want some stickers, I would love to send you some. Send me an email at thehomemadebroadcast at RadioSt.Pete.com. And leave a text line or a message or something. Somebody came up with a good idea. Oh, Johnny B did, actually. With you can just record a memo on your phone and email it. So that way you don't have to have a number. That's a brilliant way of doing it. But if you'd like to leave a message or text the old-fashioned way, 813-693-2124. You can do that there. And what else? I guess that's about it, right? If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's jazz show coming to you from Dunedin, live from his music room there. It's a very popular show. People love that show. People love jazz. I don't get it, but people love it. I'll get it one day. I'll warm up to it, I'm sure. And the indie circuit coming up after that. If you're listening on podcast, thank you very much. Go listen to another one or go about your day. It's, you know, I don't know. I'm going. I'll see you next week. Will Koontz, HMB Radio. Radio St. Pete. Later.